This is Intermountain Classics, brought to you by KKRN Bella Vista, 88.5 FM in Round Mountain, your community radio station for the Redding, Shasta County, and Intermountain region. I'm your host, Tom Diskin. Well, back in 1778, the young Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart was feeling somewhat stifled in his hometown of Salzburg and journeyed in search of more work opportunities to Paris. While there, he composed a symphony dedicating it to the city, with the premiere taking place in a private performance in the home of Count Karl Heinrich Joseph von Sichtingen, the ambassador of the electorate of the Palatinate. 6 days later, the symphony was again performed, this time publicly, and was very enthusiastically received by his Paris audience. Later numbered as his 31st symphony, it remains known as the Paris Symphony. This is the Academy of St. Martin's in the Field, conducted by Neville Mariner, in Mozart's Symphony No. 31 in D major, the Paris Symphony.
Thank you.
This is Intermountain Classics on KKRN 88.5 FM, your community radio station in Round Mountain. I'm your host, Tom Diskin. Thanks for listening. Tonight's second hour is dedicated to the music of Mozart, Shostakovich, and Brahms, opening with a beautiful and triumphant Paris Symphony by Mozart. We've heard Neville Mariner performing with the Academy of St. Martin's in the Fields. At the 1948 Composers Union Congress, the Russian 20th century composer Dmitri Shostakovich was condemned as a formalist and was no longer able to continue composing large-scale abstract symphonic works. His survival called for the production of patriotic oratorios, like the Song of the Forests in 1949, popular film scores based on the lives of Soviet heroes like Maturin, that was in 1948, and a series of light, entertaining ballet suites. In his second ballet suite, composed in 1951, he drew from his ballet The Limpid Stream, his first suite for jazz orchestra, and some of his film scores. In this, he was able to somewhat redeem himself in the eyes of the party. The second suite's six movements are as follows: Waltz and Adagio from The Limpid Stream, Polka from Jazz Suite No. 1, Sentimental Romance and Spring Waltz from the film score Maturin, and The Galop from The Limpid Stream. Here is the Russian Philharmonic Orchestra performing in this performance of Shostakovich's Ballet Suite No. 2. Thank you.
Thank you.
Shostakovich's ballet suite, The Limpid Stream, has been condemned by Pravda in 1936. When recycled and renamed as his ballet suite number 2, the music miraculously became acceptable to the party. The Russian Philharmonic Orchestra has performed in this recording of Shostakovich's ballet suite number 2. During his time in Hamburg, German composer Johannes Brahms formed his women's chorus and wrote a rather large quantity, of choral music solely for women's voices. His 12 songs in Romance are drawn from a variety of sources, including 2 traditional texts and 4 from Paul von Heyse's Fountain of Youth. We now hear the Kodály Zoltán Female Choir of Budapest under the direction of Ilona Andor in Brahms' 12 songs and Romance.
Doch so köstlich, dass mir's Bild in das Herz. Von 100 Tagen.
The 12 Songs and Romances by Johannes Brahms are compositions he wrote for his women's chorus in Hamburg in 1859. For four-voice female chorus, they represent only a few of the numerous a cappella works Brahms produced throughout his career. Thank you for listening to Intermountain Classics on KKRN, Bella Vista, 88.5 FM in Round Mountain, and on the web at kkrn.org. I'm your host, Tom Diskin. Be sure to tune in next Saturday from 5 to 7 p.m. for another program of fine classical music right here on Intermountain Classics. Now stay tuned for L.A. Theater Works, followed by Blues Before Sunrise at 9 o'clock. Good evening and good music.